Krishna, want to greet you affectionately for this Bhagavatam class. We will talk about some interesting subject matters, I hope, which will be relevant for your life. Just allow me to find these two places in the English version of the text I wanted to read to you in addition to the present verse. Tut mir leid, Bharati, dass ich auch dieses Mal wieder in Englisch bin. Ach, du kannst Englisch? Du kannst Englisch verstehen? Oh, gut sogar. Ach, ich war im Glaube, du könntest nicht verstehen, aber du kannst verstehen. Gelernt, so, indem ich einfach irgendwo einfach so übersetzt habe. Vielleicht kann man ihr, der Bharati, diesen Text geben. Ich werde nachher einen Text vorlesen aus dem Englischen, und dann kannst du ihr einfach geben, das Buch. Die sitzt da. Achso. Und dann kann. Dann kannst du das dann im Englischen, im Deutschen verfolgen. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Let me ask, what is the text again? I have lost it. Was? 1:6:4. All right. Now we can go. Prakalpa Vishayanitam, Prakalpa Vishayanitam, Smritim Te Muni Sattama, Nahesha Vyavadat Kala, Esha Sarvanirakriti, Prakalpa Vishayamitam Smritim Te Muni Sattama Nahesha Vyavadat Kala Esha Sarvanirakriti Prakalpa Vishayam Etam Smritim Te Muni Sattama Nahesha Vyavadat Kala Esha Sarvanirakriti prior. Kalpa, the duration of Brahma's day. Vishayam, subject matter. Etam, all these. Smritim, remembrance. Te, your. Munisattama, O great sage. Na, not. He, certainly. Eshaha, all these. Vyavadat, made any difference. Kalaha, cause of time. Eshaha, all these. Sarva, all. Nirakriti, annihilation. Translation. This, by the way, is a conversation between Srila Vyasadeva and Narada Muni, and Vyasadeva here addresses Narada. O great sage, time annihilates everything in due course. So how is it that this subject matter, which happened prior to this day of Brahma, is still fresh in your memory, undisturbed by time? Purport. As spirit is not annihilated, even after the annihilation of the material body, so also spiritual consciousness is not annihilated. Sri Narada developed this spiritual consciousness even when he had this material body in the previous kalpa. Consciousness of the material body means spiritual consciousness expressed through the medium of a material body. This consciousness is inferior, destructible, and perverted, but superconsciousness of the supramind in the spiritual plane is as good as the spirit soul and is never annihilated. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Nodavani Pracharine Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Govaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. We all know that we have a spiritual identity, and this spiritual identity is never ever destroyed, even though it can become covered with a material body and a material upadi or a material identification for some time. Our spiritual identity or our spiritual persona is something which is eternal and which remains with us through the different phases of our material existence. So just like this, the spiritual person, the person who you really are, cannot not be destroyed and only covered, in much the same way, the spiritual consciousness once it has been arisen, can never really become lost. That means, practically, whatever you achieve in your spiritual consciousness now, in this life, will remain with you and will never ever be destroyed. Therefore we say sometimes in a modern way, modern expression, that spiritual life is an eternal investment in an eternal bank account. That we want to express with this, that this always remains fixed. It's a fixed deposit, never to be changed, never to be taken away, but only to be increased. There was once Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to express once how this eternal achievements in Krishna consciousness are never ever taken away from the conditioned soul. And he gave an example. This example was carefully chosen. He had given a lecture where the editor of a newspaper in England was present. This man was announced to him that so-and-so is present. This person was also a great military strategist. Do you know what a military strategist does? They devise an attack plan to conquer an enemy. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to elevate this person and gave a pointed example of how spiritual consciousness takes over. He said, Krishna, when he comes to our heart, he will slowly, when he lands there in our heart, remove more and more of our misconceptions until none is left. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave the example of when an army invades from the coast, then they will land on the beach, and then from the beach, from the corner of the land, the edge of the land, they will slowly but surely invade the country and take over all the important posts and then rule the country. This is how the how Krishna starts to first come a little in our consciousness, more or less on the outside, on the edge, on the beach of our consciousness. And from there, once he has landed, once we have allowed him to land, he will take up everything after some time, and then your material life is finished, finito, bas, no longer material consciousness. The two of you smile, but you look very shocked. No, I'm not shocked. Now you also smile. This is a good sign that you're making advancement. When you are shocked that Krishna lands on the edge of your consciousness and slowly takes over everything, then this means you are still resisting. You don't like it. But when you when you are happy with it and smile joyfully, you have become, you have some faith that this is good. I remember in the Second World War, there was the Germans had invaded France, They were everywhere and were taking over the country. And France had called for help to the American, to America. And America had sent soldiers who wanted to take, it's called the Normandy. Have you heard about this part of France? Normandy, it's the on the Atlantic Ocean side. The soldiers landed on the beach, and the American soldiers, and my God, that was such a struggle. They fought in order to gain a hold in the country. I remember there was that was a big struggle. And you can see now, unfortunately, many cemeteries, they are full with the dead bodies who left their lives there. One of the heavy fights in the to conquer the stubborn Germans. So it is, they were resisting so much, you can't believe. Oh, they were resisting, and the Americans lost so many people, you know, because these Germans were just crazy. They were just unlimitedly crazy. So that resistance was very, very tough. So I sometimes think that Krishna lands on the shore of my heart, but I'm also still resisting like a crazy German. Yeah. We are all to some degree, to a stronger or lesser degree, crazy Germans. Please excuse me, but it is the fact. We are resisting that Krishna takes over the country of our heart. We give him a fight. But as long as you keep on inviting Krishna by listening to his wonderful news, then Krishna will slowly but surely take over, so that there will be no problem. Radha Kripa is here. You want to hear everything. You want to hear the not so loud. Divya Singha has now come to your help. Krishna, maybe I should go also closer. So this is a little bit our situation, and I just wanted to say this in the explanation here, that within time Krishna will conquer us. See, you must know one thing. There is a Krishna time and there is a Maya time. The Maya time is very, very powerful. It all ruins everything which we try to establish in this world. It takes everything away from us. And there is a Krishna time. This Krishna time will give us everything, and whatever these, let me say, gifts of Krishna are within his own time, his Krishna time, will never ever be taken away from us. Grandfather Bhishma says in the first canto, chapter 9, text 14, Savam kala kritam manye bhavatam chayat apriyam sapalo yat vasheloko vayo ivaganavalihi. In my opinion, Everything which happens is due to inevitable time, under whose control everyone in every planet is carried, just as the clouds are carried by the wind. Prabhupada says here, all the big gigantic planets, including the sun, are being controlled by the force of air, as the clouds are carried by the force of air. Similarly, the inevitable kala, or time, controls even the action of the air and other elements. Everything, therefore, is controlled by the supreme kala, a forceful representative of the Lord within the material world. It is described that those who do not surrender to Krishna, they have to surrender to a form of Krishna which even they have to acknowledge as being all-powerful. And this representative form of Krishna is called Kala, the time. The time force which carries everything from big planets up to small grains of sand, from little unimportant, let us say, street sweepers to big kings of countries. Everyone is under the control of this time force. Now, if you surrender to Krishna personally, you will not have to be controlled any longer by Krishna's impersonal form, the time factor. If you surrender to Krishna and Krishna time, something very, very wonderful will happen. This is what will happen. Not time will come to you, but Krishna will come to you. Krishna will come to you in any case. He will come to you either as Kala and rule your life and control your life and move you forward and backwards and sidewards and up and down by Kala. According to your Kala and Karma, they work together. Or if you do not if you surrender to Krishna, Krishna will come personally. And this is experienced by the great general Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev had fought on countless battles, countless. No one can remember them all. He had become very old, and now when he was finally struck down on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he prayed that Krishna would so kindly appear before him in his last hour, just before death came to him. And you know, not Kala and its representative death came, Krishna actually appeared before him at the moment of his death. There had been many, many arrows which had just gone through his body, Bhishma's body, and they were stuck in his body. I don't know if you know, when you're stuck by an arrow, it's very painful, but if you pull it out, then the person dies. Do you know this? It's important to know, you know. So therefore, never pull out an arrow when you don't have a doctor and you want the patient to live. You know, it's so painful with an arrow, but at least the blood is kept, you know. It goes shoom. But the moment you pull it out, the wounds, inner wounds are open and the blood just kills everything, you know, that flows everywhere. So No one removed the arrows from Bhishma because he did not want to die as of yet. He was lying there with many arrows just being shot through him, also through the vital parts. It must have been excruciatingly painful. So he wanted to leave his body with Krishna right before him. So he prayed, "My dear Lord, come, come, I have surrendered to my life to you. I request you. I don't want to see you as Kala, who gives the death of all beings. I want to see you in your beautiful form with your yellow dhoti and your pitambara, your scarf, your yellow scarf. I know everything is controlled by your time, but I want to see you, not the time." He prayed like this, and then Krishna appeared to him, surrounded by many saints and by the five Pandavas. Bhishma was, "I'm such a low-class devotee. I have given battle to Krishna's devotees, but still Krishna appears before me." Do you know what Krishna did? He looked at Bhishma. And by the power of his eyes, when Krishna looks at you, then all the pain went. All the pain. It was like the anti-pain, it was like the pain relief, the balm, you know. It was like this. Krishna's eyes, saikshita, it says, his own glance removed all the pain from Bhishma's wounds. Wonderful, isn't it? That means for us, if you want to have a pain-free day, go and have darshan. Let Krishna look at you. Don't waste your day by not having darshan. Every day you should have darshan of the deities, or if you are in a distant corner, not where deities are, have a good photo of the deities, and then the Lord will look upon you and you will be pain-free through the day. But if you don't have darshan, if you don't go in the morning, that's why we start our day. We want the Lord to look at us. "Here I am, my Lord, please look at me." And then we have a pain-free day. What do you think about this? Is this a good program? It is a wonderful program. This is how we live in our life. So Grandfather Bhishma gives us the example. The Lord looked at him and he became pain-free. And he saw him at the final moment, which will come to all of us as well. "Oh, Pujariji, you are saving our lives. Thank you. Only a little bit more. Yes, a little bit more. Yes." Good. Our Pujari is absolutely in synchronization of the lecture. So this is described how Krishna came to Grandfather Bhishma. "Thereupon, that man who spoke on different subjects with thousands of meanings and who fought on thousands of battlefields and protected thousands of men stopped speaking and being completely freed from all bondage withdrew his mind from everything else and fixed his wide open eyes upon the original personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who stood before him, four-handed, dressed in yellow garments that glittered and shined." It's a beautiful text, isn't it? That man who fought on thousands of battlefields, who had protected thousands of men, who had spoken thousands of things with different meanings. He just pulled his mind away and fixed his wide open eyes upon the original personality of Godhead Shri Krishna, who stood before him four-handed, dressed in yellow garments that glittered and shined. Here, Bhishma Dev teaches us how we should look at Krishna. We have heard how Krishna looks at us. He removes with his eyes the pain from our lives. Now Bhishma teaches us how we must look at Krishna. Would you like to know this in very clear language? You must actually withdraw your mind from all this, you know, from what you do, like he had spoken and he had fought as a warrior on thousands of battlefields. He drew this mind inside, and then he also withdrew his mind from you know, what he was thinking of, you know, not just from what he was doing, but what he was thinking of. You know, he was, we hear here, he is speaking many lectures, and he just withdrew his mind from all other subjects. That's how you can have darshan. You need to take your mind away from what you do during the day, the many, many things you do during the day, and the many thoughts, and then just give your whole place in the heart for Krishna. You will learn how to do this in Sacred Space Part 2. What is that? That is a seminar which is soon coming in 1 or 2 days. It is starting in 1 day, actually. There will be a meditation which is continued from Sacred Space number 1, a very practical meditation which teaches us really to bring our mind away from what we do throughout the day with our physical bodies, and also what we think throughout the day with our material minds. And then when you just bring everything away, withdraw it like a tortoise. Tortoise means cornetia, turtle. Turtle is such a good English word. You know what is a turtle, our Indian devotees? No? Yes, a kacha. Yes. So, how is it called? Kachua. A kachua, yes. So it withdraws the limbs and the head and the senses into the shell. So this is what you have to learn to do, to withdraw your senses and your mind and just be there with Krishna. And my dear devotees, the more you train this simple little art, which Bhishma Dev here thus in the Bhagavata in your life, to withdraw from the world, the external world and the mental world, and concentrate it on the beautiful eyes of Krishna and his smile in your heart, the more you will be prepared, Govalishaya Vishwakarma Prabhu, to do that at the moment of death. You need to learn this one art. This is what Bhishma Dev is teaching us. Prabhupada used to tell us that this human form of life is a preparation for that moment. It's like that's the final examination. You know, where everything which we do is examined and everything which we do is put on the scale. So I would like to read to you a little bit from the purport, because it's so wonderful. In the momentous hour, wir haben die hier momentous übersetzt, Bharati. In the momentous hour of leaving his material body, wie sagt das in Deutsch bei dir? Ja, ja. Ich habe es euch doch gegeben. 1:39. In the momentous hour, momentous, in diesen grandiosen Stunde, sagt man vielleicht. Wie? Ja, die, ja, gut, gut. In the momentous hour of leaving his material body, Bhishma Dev set the glorious example concerning the important function of the human form of life. And then it's in other letters, we say in German, Kursiv, Buchstaben, the subject matter which attracts the dying man becomes the beginning of his next life. You know, what you have in your mind at the time of death becomes the beginning of your next life. Therefore, if one is absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, he is sure to go back to Godhead without any doubt. So can you understand how it's important for you to fix your mind now on Krishna? And this is what you do. You have to withdraw it from the external and internal worlds. Do you do this sometimes? You look at me like the eternal neophytes. Why not? Why are you not learning now to train your mind? What is wrong with you? When you go into, when you know an examination is coming, you will prepare yourself. No? Yes? Of course. We don't want to fail the examination. So this examination will come to all of us. We must prepare ourselves. Because there is a principle which works. That what comes in your mind, what attracts your mind, that very thing will be your next destination. Let us hear a little bit more, because we want to stop from this morning on. We will stop being the eternal neophyte. So here Prabhupada gives now a lot of pramanas. Pramanas means proofs, because he really wants us to understand. It's one of my favorite purports. It says, whoever at the time of death gives up his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. Of this there is no doubt. So what it says, if you remember Krishna at the moment of death, but that you must absolutely train. We in Gaura Bhavan, I didn't tell you, we have deities called Radha Kanaya Lal, and every morning we look at these deities. Sometimes we look for a longer amount of time to look at the deities. It's not difficult, because our deities are the most beautiful deities. This we must say with absolute certainty and objectivity. I guarantee you they are the most beautiful. And we do this because at the moment of death we don't want to think of so many other things. We want that the face of Radha Kanaya Lal comes in our heart. This is our express training. And sometimes when we do japa, we even meditate about Radha Syam Sunda because they are identical with Radha Kanhaiya Lal. Prabhupada said that all the deities which are there in his movement are expansions of Radha Syam Sunda. So we have Radha Kanhaiya Lal in the front and in the back Radha Syam Sunda, indicating that they come from Radha Syam Sunda. This is what we have. You must visit and see for yourself. So, because this is the next verse Prabhupada quotes, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. There was once a farmer in Vrindavan who at the moment of death, was not able to speak. He had somehow some speak default, but he had not told his sons where the money which he kept for them was. So the sons went to an Ayurvedic Kaviraj, and he gave a specific tonic which would release the tongue from its arrested function. In other words, by taking it, even a person who was not able to speak any longer was able to speak. So, a poor man was dying. And the son says, "Father, where is, the Lakshmi?" And he was, he was pointing like this, and they looked, but there was no Lakshmi. He could not talk, All they saw was the court of the house, the Innenhof, and there was one calf, who was like in India, cows are everywhere, who was eating the jaru, the broom, the sons couldn't see anything except this village scene. So they put the very expensive gold, silver, diamonds, rubies, medicine in his mouth so that he could speak for a little while before he died to tell them that the Lakshmi was the funds. And the medicine worked, the farmer said, "You fools, I'm dying. You will waste everything away. Don't you see the calf there eating the broom? You are so unconscious. You don't even see this. Goodbye." And he left, His consciousness, in other words, was fixed on the broom. And he left in that broom consciousness. Hare Krishna. This will happen to all of you also if you don't learn this withdrawing the mind. Therefore, Arjuna, this is what Krishna now instructs. You should always think of me in the form of Krishna. And at the same time, carry out your prescribed duty of fighting. When your activities are dedicated to me and your mind and intelligence is fixed on me, you will attain me without doubt. This is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful verse. This is what you must learn. You must think of Krishna and at the same time do your things. This is how you do it. You have to cook the water in the morning. So you think, I'm doing this for the service of a devotee who serves Krishna. You bring Krishna into your service. Remember Krishna all the time. Give your activities to Krishna and your mind and intelligence you fix it on Krishna. This you have to learn. Body and mind has to be engaged for Krishna's pleasure. Therefore, I want to leave you in Zurich. I have only one more lecture to all of you. Ooh, so little. But I want to leave you with a task, and I will test you. Next time I come, Divyasena, there will be a test for you. This is how it will go. You have to think every day, Krishna Prema Rupa, what will I do today for the pleasure of Krishna with my body and my mind? This is how you should train for the next time when I come, then I will check you. When you do this, you will be full of divine effulgence. When you don't do it, you will be on the mental and bodily platform. Hare Krishna. Is this a good idea? You are smiling. You look very serious. I think you still think. No, not good. And you? You must be students here in Zurich? Students or working already? Or just of postgraduate computer science? Something like that, yeah. I can see. No, it's obvious when our devotees from India are here, they are usually here in this task, in this field. Yes, so you have to study your things. That's your occupational duty at the moment, which because you have taken a body in this world, you will have to earn something, maybe in the future have a family. So therefore, this is a duty to now learn all the knowledge you need. But at the same time, while you do this, you have to make it a point to do something with your physical body for Krishna, and also with your intelligence and mind. You should think of Krishna. Easy is to read every day the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, the one who reads this studies me with his intelligence. So you, by reading the Gita and trying to understand it as deep as possible, you are actually worshipping Krishna with your intelligence. This is a good training program. This needs to be done, because then you will attain Krishna without fear. There's no doubt. You have to be willing to enter this school, to do what you do and dedicate it for Krishna, and to do also something with your intelligence and mind. And a very good meditation for you is to every day withdraw your mind from all other activities and all other thoughts and just put it on Krishna. How to do this we will learn in our second space, part two, which starts on Friday. You are all welcome. Sleeping places are no longer available. You can come as a day guest, maybe, say Saturday, join us. By pure meditation, looking at Lord Sri Krishna, he at once was freed from all material inauspiciousness and was relieved of all bodily pains caused by the arrow wounds. Thus, all the external activities of his senses at once stopped, and he prayed transcendentally to the controller of all living beings while quitting his body. Hare Krishna. I have come to the conclusion of this lecture. Do you have any question regarding this? No? We have to do this now. It's a serious subject, I feel, to think about our own mortal and our death. It should be done from time to time. We will leave all this behind because we are under the influence of Kala here. But we want the presence of Krishna so much in our lives. Do you sometimes think about your own death, Divya Singh? Yeah? How do you feel when you think about your own death? I'm interested to know. Are you, when you think of your death, are you afraid? Not really. The pain? Might be painful. Somehow everyone goes through this. Yeah, I think also it's not so painful. It just goes through it like so many other pains you have seen. We have to prepare our consciousness. In a little way, Prabhupada once said, we have something like death every day. He said, when we sleep and when we wake up, it's almost like a small death. Yesterday is gone. Today is here. It's an interesting meditation, isn't it? If you think about it, yesterday is totally gone for you now. I think it is a good chance, actually. Today is a day where all my opportunities wait for me. Yeah? All right. You a wonderful day and your Krishna consciousness, and please practice this, what we that you do things and think things for Krishna's pleasure today. Yeah, please do this consciously and invoke the wonderful deities whom you are serving here, Gornitai and Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, into your consciousness. I want to also thank you very, very, very much from the core of my heart. It is very difficult for me to express it, but let me try. A temple in this material world is such a place of shelter, such a place of spiritual home. I know when we are in the temple, sometimes we see all the little things which are not yet working 100%. That is natural for us that we see this. But look, I mean, the temple in which you are at the present moment is just such a jewel, such a gem. It's really, really... So everything is so wonderful and looks, you know, even looks so nicely done. I think this is very, very nice, you know, with the pillars done and painted it very nice. That was not like this when I came last time. At least the pillars were not so beautiful. And everything is just so nice and so... The hall is so nice. You can preach from morning till evening in that hall there. And you know, it's a good facilities for many things. Regular deity service. The deities are very pleased that they are worshipped so regularly, I understand it's not always the most easiest to maintain a high standard of deity worship, but the deities look really present. I want to thank you very much for keeping this kingdom of God in the material world. This is how Prabhupada was saying. He said, our temples are not in Paris and not in Zurich. He mentioned Zurich also. They are in the spiritual world. He said like this. They're in the spiritual world. And really, you can appreciate it when you don't live in the temple. But when you come, when you are in the temple, the danger is that your material mind will slowly bring in the material world, you know, with your anxieties or the small little problems. But don't worry, this is not a, these are small problems. So thank you very much, Krishna Prema Rupa, and your wonderful temple crews in this kingdom of God. I'm so absolutely happy. I dreamt such spiritual dreams I've never dreamt before. Just by, yes, no, such a good atmosphere. And my gift to all of you is this meditation. Do you want to see Kala or do you want Krishna? You have to decide which of the two energies you want, Kala or Krishna. If you want Krishna, you need to prepare your consciousness now so that at the time of your final examination, you are actually prepared. Thank you very much. I wish you a wonderful day. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Sri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Devi ki jai, Gaur Prema Nandi Hari Hari Bol.